Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Hello, welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. Sorry for that. Had some technical difficulties. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Being joined this week by special guest co-host and former co-host, Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's own Joshua Von Wheeler. How are you tonight?
I'm doing terrific. About to go and watch Battleground. Is that the pay-per-view tonight? Is that the name of it?
That is the one tonight. And I was actually going to ask you about that. But first, I want to remind our listeners that tonight is the very last night to vote in Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta. And of course, I would love to win Best Local Blogger for WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. So you have until midnight. Go to CLATL.com, click on the Best of Atlanta banner, and vote for everything you want to. But towards the end is where the blogger stuff is and podcasts and all that. But yes, tonight is Battleground. So we're airing, of course, on Sunday again, but I did it a little early in case people wanted to watch Battleground after listening to us live. Of course, Raw was at Phillips Arena last Monday, and were you there, Josh?
I was there, as was the AWE Street Team, and we were passing out flyers and meeting all the wonderful WWE Universe fans. I actually had my favorite fan interaction of all time when a young gentleman was wearing a Kevin Owens shirt. And I asked him, oh, I guess you like Ring of Honor. And he goes, I've never watched it in my life.
That's funny that you say that, because I was in the CNN Center before the event, and I saw all the Fight Owens Fight shirts. And I
everywhere. Just, they're everywhere.
I wondered, like, how many of these people know that used to be Fight Steam Fight?
I'm thinking like 40-50%. We're in a weird time in Georgia, like for wrestling in general, because it's like the main wrestling fan is like so pro WWE, which is ironic in the sense that, you know, 15 years ago, WWE wasn't even welcomed in the city of Atlanta because it was a WWE town. And, right. You know, ECW, you know, had a little bit of a huge following in Atlanta, and so did WCW, but WWE was always kind of like, you know, it was the big time, don't get me wrong, we always kind of looked up to it, but, you know, it was still kind of like the third tier in the Georgia scene, because some of the Georgia promotions were actually probably more heavily, like, you know, visited, and you know, interest was more into those promotions at one time than WWE was in Atlanta. And it's just weird how, like, in 14 years, it's like he bought WCW and just flipped the switch, and just everybody was like pro WWE. You know, I was talking to some friends there last week about it was the 30th anniversary, I think, of you know, or 31st anniversary of Vince buying Georgia Championship Wrestling and taking that time slot. Mm-hmm. And the backlash he got from that, Atlanta was that first city that said, fuck you, Vince. I cuss a lot, sorry. You know, it was like, hey, fuck you. You know, we don't want your product in the city. And Turner and TBS took it off. And he ended up selling it to Crockett and, you know, went on and did WrestleMania or whatever. But it's just weird to me that, like, Atlanta used to be such a pro anything but Vince, and now it's just so in love with him. Like, to the point where, like, fans don't even know there's anything out there besides Vince.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing, is there's a whole generation or two now that never knew that Georgia Championship Wrestling existed, and maybe to some extent doesn't even know much about WCW because it's been so long. And then, of course, they do know about it is what's on the network or on WWE DVD releases and stuff like that.
Which is just the dictator telling his side of the history. And it's kind of sad that, like, that's the way that it's become now. And I was at PWX last Sunday, and, you know, to see a crowd of 600-plus really, you know, admiring, you know, the Young Bucks and clapping and responding to Cedric Alexander, who I might ask him to AWE in a few weeks, responding to Roderick Strong, to Masa Ciampa, and then, of course, their local talent. I mean, guys like Country Jack of Adam Page and Corey Hollis, the Bravados, Trevor Lee and Andrew Everett, who worked for AWE, Chip Day, who is, you know, one of our standard bears here in Atlanta, and seeing, and, you know, Joe Black, who's another guy that's, you know, we're working out dates on getting him in AWE. So much of that North Carolina talent that they love. They love those guys. They go to support the local product, and then they get the Young Bucks on top of it and so forth. It's just like, man, you know, if Georgia fans really rallied around, you know, not just me, but other promotions here in Georgia too, it'd be kind of nice to, like, see, like, this burgeoning of, you know, a grassroots indie movement in the entire state. You know, you're starting to see a little bit in Barnesville with WrestleAmerica. You see it in Monroe with Charles' stuff. But outside of those two promotions and Empire in Rossville, really no one's really, like, doing gangbuster numbers. I guess Peach State is doing pretty well, you know, especially their big shows. But outside of that, no one's really doing 2, 3, 4, 5 a show like they are up in the Carolinas and even in Tennessee now.
Yeah, well, I think that's something that you, when you were living in Florida, that's kind of the idea that you had when you came back to Atlanta and started AWE, right?
Because I saw how they were responding to Vintage, how they responded to FIP and Evolve when they were in town, and, you know, how they responded to Shine and the USWA in Jacksonville. Like, you know, those have good followings. Actually, GCW down in Pell City has a great following, but it's like it's getting these other. It's exposing the fans to something different. That's been my goal since day one, was just showing you, hey, there's other forms of wrestling. There's other ways that wrestling's done. You know, some are very narrative and story driven. Some are more athletic. Some are more this. You know, just give it all a chance. If you like wrestling, you're gonna like wrestling. You know, now don't get me wrong. If it's bad wrestling, you know, people are gonna crap on it. And, you know, and I think that at times, you know, even the good promotions get lumped in that whole, well, it's got to be like other crap. But it's you know, so it's just getting fans out and seeing the difference. And that honestly is the hardest part, because we know there's wrestling fans in Georgia, because 18,000 were at Raw Monday night. Now it's just, can we get 180 of those? You know, just like 1% of that audience to say, damn, indie wrestling's kind of cool. Because happening in every other major city, it's happening in. I mean, I see it, you know, Combat Zone has fucking pay-per-view coming up. Mm-hmm. Who would have ever thought of that? But that's a, you know, kudos to DJ Hyde for busting his ass and building TZW back up after some of the stuff that Zandig did. And, you know, kudos to Beyond for what they're doing in Providence, AIW. I mean, Cedric Alexander was at AIW a few weeks ago. Viral video, only 10 million views on his backbreaker to Candice LeRae. You know, PWG has fucking, you know, Sofia Vergara and Ronda Rousey, the front row. Like, indie wrestling's bubbling. It's just, now, is it going to bubble in Georgia? And not just for AWE, but all over.
Well, that sort of brings us to tonight's guest, David Garrison, who OSWA fans, Old School Wrestling Alliance fans, will recognize as a manager. I guess he used to do some promoting back in the 90s, but he's doing an event that AWE will actually be part of in Sauté-Nacoochee, Georgia. It's the Caring Hands Ministries Back to School Charity Event and features talent from AWE, OSWA, Anarchy, pretty much every promotion that I can think of. So he will be on in just a moment to talk more about that. Then we're going to talk to Fred Yehi, who we've tried to get on for the past few weeks, but last weekend we had him on, we had him scheduled, and then we found out we could get Michael Elgin before he went to Japan. So we had had to bump him back a week. But the timing is good because he is now, as of last night, the new Passion of Wrestling heavyweight champion. I believe he's still one half of the Anarchy Tag Team Champions as well. So that's what we have coming up tonight. How much do you know about Mr. Garrison?
I know a lot about David Garrison. David Garrison is the most controversial figure in Georgia wrestling of 2015 thus far. He has sparked a lot of like talking of that Northeast corridor, some of the stuff he's done with OSWA, his feud with Anarchy, his hatred of that guy that will remain nameless out of my fucking mouth. And you know, he's quite the character. I love talking to him when we do talk. And the same time, you know, I do see how he can be very, very polarizing in the wrestling scene. So I'm excited to talk to him. I know he messaged me back in like May about doing this benefit show and sent it to AWE guys. And I said, okay, this is what I want. This is who I'm sending. So, you know, he gave me what I asked for, and that's all I asked for. So. But you know, he does good stuff up there. I mean, you know, he's a hometown guy in that little area, and people respond to him, and you know, he does good things for that Caring Ministries charity when they do these events. So, and he's got a right mindset to it. I mean, he's wanting other promotions to work together, which is a great concept. You know, and a lot of people say ego gets in the way sometimes. Maybe it's ego. I think of it as his vision. You know, like. What I envision my company to be is not what someone else is going to envision their company to be, as you can tell by how we do things. So, but when you do these spot shows like he's doing, you know, you can throw about 10 companies on there and you know, get a great little, you know, wrestling show, so to speak.
Right. Well, I think we've got him on the line, so let me cue up his music.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Welcome to the show, David Garrison. How are you tonight?
How you doing, Mr. Williams? And how are you, Josh? Good to hear your voice again, sir.
I'm doing good. What the hell is that music?
You don't like... Hey, what's wrong with the music, man? Homegrown country, folks. Okay. Telling the whole story.
I got two things wrong with the music. First, being a hip-hop head from way back in the day and growing up listening to hip-hop, that was like complete, like just, hey, we're just going to take hip-hop and just completely bastardize it. What the hell was that? It sounded like insane clown posse and like Kid Rock had a redneck baby and then kicked in the head and made it rap.
Hey, it's redneck country rap, man. What you expect?
Oh,
homegrown
Jesus
country
Christ.
Folks. That's all what we are.
That's an oxymoron in itself. When did Southern boys start liking rap music?
Hey, it's country rap. Country rap.
Right. It's crap. You just said it yourself.
Get with the program.
Country rap. It's crap.
Get with the program, Josh.
Okay, let's talk about wrestling, David Garrison. You got a big event coming up on July 24th, this Friday night. It's at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. It's doors open at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, okay. Right there in the median. So,
yep. Yep. Kind of waited till 7:30 to start the show, waiting for everybody to get off work on a Friday night where they can make it to the show and plenty of time to get in, get seated, get them a good seat. Going to be a great show. You know yourself. I called you, asked you, did AWE want to be represented? You sent three of your best, Murder One, Chip Day, Adrian Amore. Going to be in a great three-way match. Not going to disappoint anybody.
It's Adrian Armour, by the way.
Adrian Armour. A lot of stars going to be on the show. I don't think the show is going to disappoint anybody. OSWA Wrestling will be represented. Anarchy, Southern Fried, DFCW, that's Big Wood. AWE, Dove Entertainment's going to be in the house. A lot of the up-and-coming you guys. We got a double main event planned that night. Something for everybody. And all the proceeds going to a good cause. Everybody's donating their time, donating their talents to be there. And we're raising some money for some needy kids.
So I know you got Corey Hollis and Ethan Case in one of the main events. Of course,
yes,
you got the AW Showcase match, which is the actual main event. We're hoping to open the show. Like my guys are wanting to go up there and get on first and show the people how it's done in Atlanta. But I love the fact that you got Corey Hollis and Ethan Case, because that's a main event in the Carolinas. I mean, that's a huge matchup in the Carolina area. In Georgia,
I think it's a main event anywhere in the South.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like anywhere in the South, like in Georgia, Ethan Case's name isn't as strong as it is in the Carolinas. Let's just call a spade, which I'm a huge fan of Worst Case Scenario as a tag team, have been, you know, for the past like 2 years, and I really saw them doing stuff for PWX and all across the Southeast. But, you know, he only really works Flatline. Now, Corey Hollis is a bona fide, you know, indie superstar, like Super 8 tournament,
yes,
Ring of Honor. How did you make that match happen on this benefit show?
With me and the collaboration of Mr. Franklin Dove.
Okay.
Franklin is pretty tight with both these guys, and me and Franklin are pretty close, and with some talking and negotiations, we made it happen.
Okay. Now, I don't want to, like, completely change the subject, and Jonathan, cut me off if you want to. I don't really have a lot prepared because this is kind of impromptu, but you've been very polarizing. Very, very polarizing.
Well,
why? Like, it seems
I
like
just
right
have
after
my,
Franklin,
I just
seems
have
right
my
after,
opinion, and I don't
I,
mind
and we're going to get your opinions. And right after Franklin sold, I mean, I would say within like 2 months, you were like, screw that building, screw this. You went over to OSWA. You pledged your support to them. You started managing.
Let me correct you. Yes, I was a diehard Wildside Anarchy fan, sat in that building for 13 years in the same seat, missing three shows probably in 13 years.
Right.
Sat through all the Jerry Palmer years, sat through all the Franklin Dove years.
You went through some of the Barron's years and some of the, you know, I guess you came like right at the tail end of Rick Michaels' run there and Bill started like really taking over.
I was in the building the first night Jerry Palmer took over ownership of Anarchy Wrestling.
There you go. So,
I mean, I have no problem with Mr. Charles Anschultz. Me and him have talked several times. Me and him's on the same page. As you said in the opening segment to this radio show, you know what the problem was, and his name will remain nameless in my mouth also.
Right.
That's the reason I don't go back to Anarchy. But to correct you, they are two wrestling shows in Cornelia, Georgia. Cornelia,
right,
Georgia runs 52 weeks out of the year. I drifted over, started going to OSWA on Anarchy's off nights on the first and third Saturdays. I sat there and enjoyed the product. They got a great group of guys there. Been in business a little over 2 years, I do believe. Bobby Popham has started and growed OSWA from nothing. He didn't walk in and buy an already established business. He didn't buy one that is already running. He stepped in and growed it himself.
Mm-hmm.
And been sitting there for probably over a year, maybe 18 months, something like that. So it wasn't that I left Anarchy and jumped ship to OSWA. I was attending both promotions at the same time.
But then you decided to start working for OSWA. Now, did that come because of the Anarchy Feud, or did that come out of something else?
It came out of something else completely. It had nothing to do with Anarchy or anything. No sir.
So why did you decide to cross the barrier and go from being a fan and a loyal supporter of indie wrestling to now being a worker and a manager for OSWA? Like what, you know, you've been a fan for years. So what made you say, okay, I want to become a manager. I want to start helping these young guys, whatever. Like, what made you think this is the time to do it?
Well, it's this time in my life, it's not my first rodeo. Like Mr. Williams said, back in the early 90s in Commerce, Georgia, where I'm originally from, I owned and operated an auction for 30 years. That's what I did. Had my own auction barn. I booked and promoted wrestling on a monthly basis in that building. Had a lot of guys coming out of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Nightmare Ted Allen. Had Joel Beaton came work for me. I'm not new to that side of it. Yes, I've been sitting as a fan more. But, you know, your life kind of takes you down different roads. You got to make a living, and you got to do things to support yourself and support your family. So I, you know, went with the route of the auction business instead of the wrestling business. But, you know, I just had an opportunity to get back on the other side of the rail, and I took it, and I run with it. I took a good team in Cody Fairview and Jimmy Lee, White Trash, took a good tag team, made them a great tag team, and they got OSWA gold. They are the current OSWA tag team champions.
Okay.
But back to the show on the 24th, several things I'd like to mention. Not only the Corey Hollis, Ethan Case main event, we also got AWA represented in the house with a three-way bank. BSCW out of Blue Ridge, up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Big Wood, he is sending down Cousin Cletus and Cousin Shaggy. They will be in the house with a tag team match. Several OSWA stars will be on the card that night. Anarchy Wrestling and Southern Pride Wrestling. Match I am looking very forward to seeing is Jacob Ashworth, 10-year veteran in the business, going against Terry Rocker Lawler, 26-year veteran in the business, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever these guys have met in the ring. The 10-year period of time Jacob's been wrestling, they have never faced off in the ring. So I'm looking forward to seeing that match. Also, Bobby Popham, owner of OSWA, has issued a open challenge. Any non-OSWA worker that would like to step between the ropes, step in the ring with him. My phone's been going off, calls, texts. Everybody want that opportunity because last November, the last benefit I did in the same building, it was Bobby Popham versus Slim J, and that won match of the year of Indy Hot Seat Wrestling. So I guarantee you, Bobby Popham will have a suitable opponent that night, and it's really no secret in the wrestling business. You know, Bobby Popham, I go to his place, but in the wrestling business, I don't like Bobby Popham too well. Me and him don't see eye to eye on everything, and he will have a suitable opponent there that night for him. I promise everybody that. Also, looking forward to Cody McCulley, Keith Cage. That's two. Cody McCulley used to be an OSWA worker. There are two former tag team partners. They really don't like each other now. They will be facing off that night. I'm looking forward to seeing them two young guys in the ring. Zach Daniels will be in the house going against Jake Hughes. Like you said, Chip Day, Murder One's going to be there. I mean, Murder One, when you mentioned that name in the state of Georgia, anybody who's ever kept up with wrestling knows Murder One.
Yes.
Goes back a long time. It's going to be a great night of wrestling. So, I mean, if you're anywhere close, drive 100 miles, buy your ticket, support this cause. The kids appreciate it. I guarantee you're going to see a great night of wrestling that night.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $10. You can buy them. I've got tickets on sale now. You can pay at the door. $10 admission. Kids under 5 are free. Kids 6 to 12 are free with a paying adult. One kid per one adult. So, family of 4 can come out. You know, mom and daddy, two kids under 12, $20 for a a good night of entertainment, see a good show, how about a good cause, you're not throwing any money away. I guarantee you the Corey Hollis-Ethan Case match will be worth the price of admission, and everything else that happens that night is gravy. It's going to be icing on the cake.
Where can people purchase tickets in advance or get more information about the show?
If you purchase tickets in advance, you're going to have to run up with me, or I've got two or three out here selling them here locally in the Habersham-White County area. But like I said, if you can't get to me before the 24th, you're more than welcome to just pay at the door. There's no reserve seating. First come, first serve. Doors open at 6:30. Show's going to start at 7:30. So be in line at 6:30, buy your ticket, get you a good seat. Of course, there's not a bad seat in the building, the way we set it up, and it's got bleachers. There's really not a bad seat in the building. Just come on out and help a good cause. I'm looking forward. You're going to be in the house, Josh.
I will not be able to make it, but my guys will be there, yes. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
But AWE will be represented.
Yes, AWE will be represented. Yep. I found out
Charles Van Schultz representing Anarchy and Southern Fried. Did send me a text. He is planning to be there. Franklin Dove from Dove Entertainment will be in the house.
So you know it's a big deal if he's driving up from Orlando.
From BSCW will be in the house. So there's going to be several wrestling promoters,
yes,
sitting in the house, you know, for that might scout out some of these guys that's on the show and get them a spot or a booking somewhere else. Like you mentioned a while ago, I've been a wrestling fan all my life. I go back to the old Mid-Atlantic days and as a kid going to the old J&J Center in Athens.
Right.
Watching live pro wrestling down there. That's what I grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a promotion, and I'm not knocking nobody, I'm a wrestling fan and I love it all. But you see the same guys. You see, if you go long enough, you're going to see the same matches. You're going to see the same thing over and over. When you put on a show like this and you got five or six promotions represented, guys that have never faced off before, you're seeing something new. You're seeing something different that you don't see every day.
Right.
And it's just going to be an exciting night. And I hate to hear that you're not going to be in the house. I was looking forward to seeing you, Josh.
I was looking forward to coming, but I found out that my bartending job, the manager of the restaurant, is going to be out of town that weekend. And so he's like, I need you to be here. And I was like, okay, I got you. But yeah, it was, you know, one of the situations where, you know, people still have to work some kind of job
I understand that fully. You have to
make a living. I wanted to be there. It sounds like a fantastic show. And I got to ask, and I've been wanting this for a few weeks, what's the chances it's Slim J versus Bobby Popham 2?
That's a hard question.
When was part one?
Part one was last November, the last benefit we've done. The benefit for the same charity. It was for a Christmas giveaway. Normally, I don't do a show till November. I do the Christmas giveaway to raise toys and stuff like that for the kids. The lady at the ministry, the director of the ministry, called me a couple months ago. They do this back-to-school thing, giveaway book bags. Anything a kid may need to get started back in the school, new tennis shoes, new clothes, book bags, whatever the kid may need. The organization that has been helping them cannot deliver the supplies till mid-September, and school starts back the 1st of August. So she was kind of in a bind. And she said, anything you can do. And the only thing I know to do is put on a wrestling show. Try to get people there. It's turned out pretty good. Last November, I think it was November 21st last year, it was Bobby Popham versus Slim J. 20-minute time limit, went to a time limit draw. 5 more minutes, still went to a time limit draw. It won Indy's Hot Seat Match of the Year for 2014. I would love, and I hope Slim J is listening to this or does listen to this, I would love to see a Bobby Popham versus Slim J round two. It's in Slim J's corner. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I would love to. as a fan of wrestling and saw the match last year, thanks to the DVD that you let me see, the match is fantastic. I'd like to see a rematch myself. Even if I can't be there live, I'd love to, you know, get a copy of the DVD later on and watch it, because I think that was the match to me that really, you know, it showed that Bobby Popham isn't just, you know, the OSWJ promoter or whatever. It showed me that Bobby Popham can go, and he can go on that next level. And I would love to see Bobby get out more. Like, I, you know, him and I have talked about it many times, and it's just, you know, I know that his schedule kind of prevents it, but I think the guy's an unknown talent in Georgia, and I would like to see him
I agree with you 100%, Josh. Bobby Popham goes from sunup to sundown with his Hapkido business and his classes he teaches the kids and trying to stay on top of OSWA. He's very busy. If I'm not mistaken, you know, Bobby does wrestle at OSWA. When he came to my show last November was the first time he actually wrestled as Bobby Popham. And I would love to see the Bobby Popham Slim J number two. Me and Bobby sat down and talked about it. He gave me a list of some Georgia stars he would love to face. And, you know, some of them might possibly happen. Some of them ain't going to happen.
Right.
I would love to see Slim J versus Bobby Popham too. That's in Slim J's lap. Love Slim J to death. I watched the kid grow up in the ring. When I first started watching him, he was just a kid. And
he was 15 years old.
He's one of the top stars in Georgia.
Totally agree with that.
I have all the respect in the world for Slim J. I've got two sons myself. Slim J has pulled my kids off to the side and talked to them like as a big brother figure to what to kind of expect in life and, you know, how to handle it. And I respect the man for that. And maybe one day, Bobby Popham versus Slim J will happen again.
Another matchup that I'd like to throw out there would be Bobby Popham and Fred Ehi.
Yes, sir. That would be another great match.
Two amateur wrestling standouts, great grapplers, a little bit of MMA, you know, training in both of their like backgrounds. I think that would be a tremendous technical matchup that, you know, fans of technical wrestling would enjoy.
Fred is real good. I've sat and watched him at Anarchy plenty of times, and I do believe right now him and Slim J are the current Anarchy Tag Team Champions.
Yes, they are.
You know, both of them great talent. Bobby is a great talent. I would love to see him get out and go to more places as Bobby Popham, but his schedule just don't allow. You know, I love Bobby Popham to death as a person, as a promoter, booker, and me and my team working for him at his promotion. Sometimes it does seem like he kind of holds white trash back, that we don't get the shots that other teams get. We don't get the breaks that other teams get. I kind of hold that against him. And you know, one day he may be in my crosshairs. You know, I may try to take him down myself or something. I don't know. But that's not what we're talking about today.
All right. Well,
what can I do for you?
John, did you get anything else?
No, I think you asked everything I was going to ask. Fred Ehi is calling in next, so if you want to stay on and offer him that spot, you're welcome to.
Just, you know, next Friday night, July 24th, Saltina Coochie Center Gym, Saltina Coochie, Georgia. Come on out. It's a great venue. It's air conditioned. It's not going to be hot. Come on out, help a good cause, have a great night of wrestling. I guarantee you anybody that shows up will not be disappointed that night.
I got one more question, because the charity that you're mentioning is, I love what they're doing, because that is something that I think should be more like known, is that there are kids that can't afford just basic school supplies, just pencils, notebooks, paper, things like that. Can people donate just items to the charity having another show or bring stuff?
You want to bring, you know, composition books. You want to bring backpacks, whatever. If you think you can do that, yes, we'll take all donations. The thing I like about this ministry is that 95 to 96 cents out of every dollar raised does go to the charity. It's not paying somebody's huge salary to sit behind a desk and do all this. 95, 96 cents out of every dollar donated does go to these kids.
Because I'm not the most religious person. This isn't like one of those churches that like has, you know, the great big LED screen and the heated bathroom.
Oh, no.
They really give back to the people that need it.
Caring Hands Ministries is just a small ministry. They do have a small church, which you're talking probably, I'm going to say 10, 15, 20 people. I do not attend the church, but I do help the ministry when I think I can to raise money for causes like this, for needy kids, for Christmas, for back to school. Things like this. They're all the time helping homeless folks that try to find them a place to get into, helping single mothers getting clothes for their kids, you know, feeding the kids. It's just a great work. And the money raised, the merchandise donated, does go to the cause. It's not like some of these charities where if you donate $100, the charity's going to get 25 of it and 75 going to pay somebody's salary. The money we raise does go to what we say it goes to. And everybody that's the sponsors that jumped on board on this thing, all the promoters, the wrestling promoters, yourself, Charles Anschutz, Franklin Dove, all the workers that's going to be on the show, I greatly appreciate you donating your time, donating your talent, and coming out and all of us getting together for one night for this cause. Put our differences aside, put our egos aside, and come in here on the one-night show, get it done, raise some money. And you don't know how much I appreciate it, and the ministry appreciates it, and these kids are going to appreciate it.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling in tonight, David, and good luck with the show. And we're going to talk to you.
I appreciate y'all having me. I appreciate y'all having me.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye, Josh.
See you later, Dave.
Welcome to the show, one half of the Anarchy Wrestling Tag Team Champions, and as of last night, the new Passion of Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Fred Yehi. How are you tonight,
sir? Hey, how's it going? I'm good. How about you? You doing all right?
I'm doing okay, but I'm not doing as well as you are with the new championship. Who all was in that match? Strychnine, Payne, and who else?
Let's see. Last night in this tournament, Strychnine, Payne, Paul Warfield, I want to say, who was it? Anthony Henry, a few other guys I kind of forget. You know, I was occupied, I had three matches, so yeah. So yeah, great matches. So I got definitely got some work in.
So was it a battle royal or something? I thought it was just a three or four man match.
It was a tournament. The way the brackets were kind of funky a little bit. I know, like the last show, I worked Logan Creed, and then of course Stitch Cypher, he was there. So there's like a few like, well, it was kind of odd how it was put together, but I mean it worked. But nonetheless, I did work three times last night.
So who all were your matches against individually? Was that all the people you just named, or was that the final match?
See, I had Paul Warfield in the first, had Anthony Henry in the second, and then I had Payne in the third. So it was those three. But yeah, so the work was cut out. The work was cut out, needless to say.
Had you ever faced Payne before?
Never, never. I was actually the first time in the ring with Payne as well as Anthony Henry, and so it was something. It was a real it was a real honor being in the ring with someone the caliber of Anthony Henry. And it's no knock on the other guys, but Anthony Henry was a guy I've never faced before. So it was a real honor being in there with him, and I really think we gave that crowd something different, you know, as far as work rate and all that stuff. So, but yeah, we beat the heck out of each other, of course, and really gave them something. Really gave them a real treat.
So I don't know if you heard David Garrison and Josh talking just now about you know, kind of fantasy booking you against Bobby Popham. Is that something you'd be interested in doing for their event on Friday or one of their other upcoming events?
Hold on, come again. I think I may have missed that part. You said Bobby Packham. Who's that?
Bobby Popham from OSWA. I guess OSWA. He faced your tag team partner, Slim J, at their last event. And according to Josh, was a great match. I haven't seen the match myself, but.
Wow. I've never heard of, this is my first time hearing of Bobby Popham. I've never heard of him, but I mean.
He's definitely under the radar. He just promotes OSWA, so he doesn't really get out a lot, but he actually has an unbelievable amateur wrestling background. He did some MMA, and I think his style and your style would actually match very well in like a technical wrestling matchup.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, it's a possibility, I guess. I mean, it can happen. We'll see as time goes.
Well, apparently he's issued an open challenge to any non-OSWA wrestler for their event on Friday. So there's an opportunity there for you, Fred.
Awesome. Well, I'll continue to touch bases concerning that, and yeah, we'll go from there.
All right.
Who's on the other line?
Oh, that's Josh. Joshua Von Wheeler.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Just, you know, hearing somebody you talking about passionate wrestling, I'm familiar with passionate wrestling, being that they've been in business for a little over a year now. Tell us a little bit about, like, that Dublin scene, that South Georgia scene, because a lot of that information doesn't really get to us in the North.
Okay, hold on. You kind of went in and out a little bit.
I'm getting a real bad echo on my end too. So, John, in six blog talk, I'm getting an echo.
How did what? I'm having a hard time hearing you. How did what?
I'm gonna call right back. I'm getting an echo.
Okay. Are you hearing me better than you're hearing Josh?
I can hear you a little better. I couldn't really make out everything of what Josh was saying. What did he say so that when he calls back in, I kind of have an idea what he was saying?
He was basically asking, you know, we don't hear a lot about Passion of Wrestling up in this, you know, in the northern Georgia area. You know, I follow it on Facebook and stuff, but still don't know a lot about it. So he was basically just wanting to know, he was asking what, you know, what the scene's like there, what the fans are like, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll answer that, I guess, when he comes back
he's,
in.
He's back.
I'm back.
He's back? Okay. Okay. I mean, Dublin, Georgia, I mean, it's an independent promotion, of course, just like the rest. Of course, like I consider Anarchy, as far as Georgia, top of the food chain, of course, because of the minds they have going into what they do. You have Bill Behrings, you know, who's just he's a great mentor to so many. You have Todd Sexton, who's in that same category. So you have those minds that are there. With Dublin, just like a good majority of the rest, it's, how can I put it? Just like where Anarchy is up to the individuals, up to the workers to really get himself over. But with this one, you know, with Dublin, just like with a lot of the rest, you go out and you're just not, you have to do you. You have to get yourself over. And there's no one, you're not being protected. So it's really, really easy to be exposed, which is a great teacher for many who really want to use it as that. That's the best way how I can explain it. It's a very, very fun place to work. Have a good time working there. I'm able to cut promos and either work on things that I need to work on. The crowd is great. They like what they see, and that's what matters at the end of the day. And just like with any show, I mean, it has its hits, it has its misses. So that's pretty much like just my take on passion wrestling in double.
Well, who's some of the roster? Like that's what my question was kind of pertaining to. Was like who's some of the guys that work there? Like you know, some of the names don't sound familiar to me. You know, I scour the internet. I don't see a lot of these guys outside of Dublin.
I mean, and that's a good question because really I don't really know a lot of the guys either, to be honest with you.
Well, there's Logan Creed.
I mean, I already know a lot of the guys, but I mean, just to throw some names out there, I know Stick Cypher, he's pretty much regular there, and he's phenomenal talent. Of course, Aja Pereira, she's there, and, you know, she's getting her name out, and she's getting opportunities. I know last night we had Kiera Hogan. She was there. I mean, she's new, and, you know, she's getting herself out there. We have, like, guys who wrestle from AWN who show up to Dublin. And of course, we have guys who will work Southern Fried who will come to Passion to Wrestle. Of course, myself, I'm there. Strychnine, he's there. So, I mean, we have guys, you know, coming in and out. I'm not really sure just who exactly is a regular because when I'm there, like, I just shake hands and keep it moving. And I forget a lot of the names after I shake their hands, to be quite honest. There's certain people I just remember and because I see them more and other people I don't really know. Like, I come there to work. Like, I don't really come there to really keep count as far as who's all there, to be honest.
Okay. Fair assessment. John, you have anything
else? What's the crowd like in Dublin? I know it's kind of on the way to Savannah, basically, so it's a few hours away from the Atlanta area. I'm not sure what the wrestling scene is like in that part of Georgia.
Man, to be quite honest, the crowd there is great. The crowd is great. It may range between maybe 200 and 300. We have a pretty good crowd. We have a pretty good crowd on the regular. Of course, like with the approaching the fall, the numbers can kind of, you know, be a little unstable. I noticed the same with any other promotion that I've worked in Georgia, so it seems to be the same there. But last night we had a pretty decent crowd. They're very interactive. They really enjoy the product. They enjoy what's being given to them, you know, hits and misses and all. Like, they still enjoy it. They find something to, they get something to take from it. So I have no complaints with the crowd. The crowd to me is great. It's a great crowd.
So are they mostly Fred Yehi fans down there?
Actually, no. I mean, they have their guys who they like. They have, and of course, like, women's wrestling is a real commodity. So, I mean, that's something they're definitely going to pop for. You know, we have different women's wrestlers that come through, and they respond pretty great to them. And any, pretty much, like, just in a nutshell, anyone who comes in and believes in their work, I mean, the crowd's going to feed off of that. I mean, they know who believes in their work. They know who's going out there to have a good time, who's really going out and just doing them, just doing what's going to get them over. Like, they pick up on it. So I believe that there's, like, an equal share when it comes to, you know, who the crowd likes.
What is it that they don't like about you?
What is it they don't like about me? I guess that's something you may have to ask them. I mean, I really don't know.
So when is the next Passion of Wrestling event?
The next event will be next month. I want to say sometime in the middle of August, give or take. So it's every third Saturday. So whatever date that falls on is when they'll have their next show.
Okay.
Y'all should come out and check it out sometime. Yeah, you, Josh, Ron Reeler, too. Y'all just need to find time and make it out to Dublin.
Too far of a drive for me.
Check it out.
I'm not driving 6 hours for wrestling on the motor Florida.
Man, I'm not trying to hear that. Get your tail out. Get out there in Dublin, put you on some green or something, and come out and check us out.
No. If I'm going 6 hours, I'm heading straight back to Tampa to watch some Evolve or something. I'm not heading to Dublin. Sorry.
Okay.
you know, if I'm driving 6 hours, just because there's somebody that I want to see live, you know, like a Young Bucks or Timmy Thatcher or a Biff Busick, somebody that, you know, I've never seen live before. Like, I've seen most of the guys that work there live that I would actually want to see. You know?
Okay.
But
well, I'll try to make it down at some point.
I got to ask you about the Ring of Honor seminar. I know you just did that a few weeks ago. What was that like? And then I got some questions about the seminar.
The seminar? Man, that seminar was great. It was great. I was most impressed with Truth Martini, as well as Delirious. Man, their minds for the business is phenomenal. There's just so much, like the way they would just break certain things down. That's what I was most impressed with, was their minds for the business. Just, you know, why you do what you do when you get in the ring. It was just a lot of stuff. And I was like, man, preach. Like, preach on, man. Like, but just the wisdom and, the minds that were, you know, just in that room. And, of course, you had Jay Lethal. You had Maria, who also impressed me. I didn't know that. You know, of course, like, with her doing her time in WWE and that kind of stuff, like, I was really impressed, like, with her mind towards it. And, of course, Brutal Bob was there, and BJ Whitmer, Adam Cole. Like, they had an awesome panel of officials. Kevin Kelly. But I was just really, really impressed with the minds that were present at the seminar. Easily, I can say that I sat through like 70 matches in a 2-day span. So definitely, like, you know, it was definitely worth the trip, definitely. And I highly recommend that anyone attends a seminar. And not just for the idea of a tryout or hoping to get signed, but just going there just to, you know, have an open mind, and just listen and take from it. But the seminar was great. Needless to say, it was great.
And that was kind of my next question. Is it a tryout or is it a seminar?
It was really, really, to be honest with you, it was both. Was a tryout. At the same time, it was a seminar. So the whole time, like, I mean, of course, they were watching what everyone was doing. I mean, you know, they took notes and, you know, they would assess everyone, like, at the very end of it. And, hey, this is what we feel. Are you TV ready? Are you not? This is what we like to see you work on, or whatever it may have been. So, actually, I mean, it was both. I wouldn't just call it just solely a tryout, because, I mean, it was so much knowledge that was being thrown around at the same time.
Jonathan, you got anything else?
Yeah, so next, I guess your next match is at Anarchy on Saturday, correct?
Yes.
And I know typically people don't really know who they're facing until they get there, but obviously, you know, over the past couple months, you've kind of been in this weird situation where, you know, you're a tag team champion with Slim J, but, you know, no one knows where your alliance is, basically. So what can you tell people, I guess, going into Saturday, where things stand and what they might expect from you on Saturday and beyond, you know, moving forward?
I mean, hey, what to expect from me? I mean, hey, I just go in there, I just do me. I go in there, I just do me. It's just that simple. Like, it's nothing complicated. I just go in and just do me, plain and simple. It's another match. We're tag team champions, so I know we got targets in our back. But, yeah, I'm just going to go in, just do me. That's just what it is. Simple.
When is the next big event for Anarchy?
The next big event. What's the next big event? I'm trying to remember what's the next big event. I know we have one coming up. Gosh, I have to go back and look, to be honest with you. I just show up. I mean, like, I hate to sound like that. I mean, I just show up. I know I'm booked, and I just show up, and, like, it's simple. I'm a simple guy. Like, I just show up, and I just do me. That's just what it is.
What do you have coming up after Anarchy on Saturday?
After Anarchy? Actually, I'm supposed to be traveling out to Texas. So that's the next deal, going to San Antonio to do a few shows out that way. I don't really put a lot of stuff up on Facebook, let you know. Like, I don't really put a lot. I'm a simple guy. I just do it. I just do it. I just show up and I just do it.
Well, which promotions are you working for in Texas, and when?
I Honestly, Jonathan Williams and Josh Ron Wheeler, I don't even know the name of the promotion. I don't even know the name of the promotion. But I know that these are in San Antonio. So I have to go back and, like, look. Again, I don't post anything, really, like, as far as that. I just do it. That's just what I do.
Why you don't post something about where you're going or why you don't promote the place you're going? Like, why do you not do that?
I mean, again, I'm that's just not what I do.
As a promoter, if someone's investing a rate in you to, you know, use you on their forum, why would you not promote you're going to be at their show?
I understand just what you're saying, but I mean, that's just me, Josh. That's just me. Like, that's just not how I do it, man. Like, I just show up. That's just what I do. I mean, that time will come. Like, I have my goals and stuff in mind, and, like, once I get there, then, hey, maybe I'll change. But in the meantime,
Now, let me ask you this. If PWX or Ring of Honor or Evolve called you and said, hey, we want you, you know, on this date, you're going to put that over, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You bet.
But you know, subconsciously you're disrespecting the promoter paying you.
I'm not disrespecting anyone.
Their show isn't important to you. Like, you may not hear yourself saying that, but subconsciously that's what you're kind of like saying. Like, that show in San Antonio doesn't matter to you.
Josh, I mean, is it really fair for you to try to speak for me right now? You're trying to speak for me or something. Like, I mean, I'm telling you what it is. Like, that's just how I do it. That's the way I handle business. That's just point blank, period. I mean, that's just the way I handle it.
Hopefully the promoter in San Antonio is listening to this.
I mean, that's fine. I hope they're listening to you, too. I mean, that's fine.
I hope they are listening to this. I'm hoping they don't find you disrespectful.
Okay, I mean... I don't really know what to really say to you. I mean,
I just, you know, you may not see it, but this is a podcast where you can get yourself out there, and I don't do that.
But Josh, at the same time, you're making this kind of more than what... I didn't call here just to go back and forth, man. I mean, you have a real issue with me. I mean, yeah, you can just...
I don't have an issue at all. What I'm telling you is,
I mean, if there's really a real issue, like, just meet me in person. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Like, if there's really a real issue, that's fine.
If I see you in person, I'm going to bring this up.
Okay. Just come correct with it. That's all I'm saying. Like, I didn't call here to go back and forth with anyone. So
no, you called in here to do an interview and you didn't ask a question.
All right, you called in to do an interview
and you didn't do the interview.
Okay. Jonathan Williams, is that it? Is that all?
Well, I guess before we let you go, what's the latest with Battle Action Championship Wrestling?
Battle Action Championship Wrestling. We have a taping coming up really soon. It'll be like on a Sunday in a couple of weeks. So we have that going. So, like, that's still going pretty strong right now at the moment.
Where do you do your tapings now?
We do our tapings in Atlanta. So we have a space out in Midtown.
Okay.
We have a space out in Midtown right now at the moment. So that's where we're running.
And you said you have some new stuff coming out soon?
Yeah, we just released our newest post on Friday, Chapter 8. So that just posted. It's doing really well. It's getting a really good response. We're leading towards our big season finale. And, yeah, but it's still running strong.
All right. And that's where can people find that? I know it's on YouTube. They just look for Battle Action Championship Wrestling.
Yes. That's BHW Wrestling. It should be under the Melvin Bell. But I think you still find the link on BHW Wrestling. Yeah, just check us out. I think I sent you some links in the past. Have you watched them? Check them out anytime?
Yeah, I think I watched the ones you sent, like, after you were last on the show. And I try to remember to go, you know, just go check it out periodically and catch up on what I missed or what, you know, the newest stuff. So I will definitely check out, you know, the stuff you just posted, and I look forward to the, you know, the stuff you're coming up that you're taping as well.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in. At the risk of reigniting something, Josh, do you have anything else for Fred before we let him go?
I'm totally good. I was going to ask about any future dates, but he may not know them, so I'm good.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Fred. Well, good luck on Saturday and good luck in Texas, and I'll talk to you later.
Sweet. All right. Be safe.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Well, thanks, Josh, for filling in last minute tonight. Next week, we'll be back, hopefully permanently, on a Monday schedule. And next week is when we have Damian Wayne calling in, who's, I think, still the AIWF world champion, I believe. So he's wrestling for Deep South in a couple weeks. So we'll be talking to him. Thanks. Sorry, I think I had you muted accidentally. I meant to mute Fred. But anyway, yeah. So what do you have coming up, Josh? Wednesday? Are there any new announcements for all those shows you have coming up?
We got Team IOU now booked for August the 30th. We're trying to get some confirmations on some other guys. Season pass is still $25. ATLWrestlingENT.com if you'd like to get that. The easiest way to make sure that you get to see Sabu versus Murder One on September the 13th. And the Masquerade is officially booked for October 25th. And we are figuring out who's going to come in to visit us and to visit the fans of Atlanta. So we got a lot of stuff we're working on, and that's it. Again, I apologize if I stepped out of line. I just, you know, felt like that was something that was, you know, needed to be addressed.
Well, it happens, and I was waiting for you to ask that question because I knew exactly what you were thinking.
Well, I mean, you know, if we had on, you know, God forbid, if you ever got like a big interview like with Vinny Chase, you know, Adrian Grenier, and you said, so when's your movie premiere? And he says, well, I don't know because I don't keep up with that stuff. Sorry, that's not the part of doing publicity and media. So, you know, it just kind of like was a little odd to me that, you know, you wouldn't have those things readily available when you do an interview. Just well, my opinion.
Yeah. So when is, remind me again, when is the next AWE show?
AWE starts back season 2 premiere August the 2nd, 4 p.m., 714 Spring Street in Atlanta, Georgia, just a block away from the Varsity. You can keep up with us on our website, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We are social media friendly for your social media lifestyle.
And you mentioned last time when you called in real quick that you're doing stuff in the basement of Quad now. So is it that?
Yes,
that,
yes. The big event, September 13th, that will be Sabu vs. Murder 1. That will be our debut in the dungeon of Quad, the basement, whatever they want to call it. We're calling it Chamber 36 because it's, you know, just kind of a nifty little marketing term for this giant like dungeon where only men enter and only men will leave. So
right. Well, Thunderdome looking thing. I've often looked down upon that area from above and thought it would be really cool if there were wrestling. The wrestling ring was right there, and people would look down on it.
That's exactly what we're gonna have. Wrestling's gonna be right there. People are gonna be up in the balcony area looking down, and we'll also have some floor seats at ringside, and of course, standing room over near the bar and everything else. But you know, I'll be honest with you, visibility is gonna be a pain in the ass. So it would behoove you to go ahead and get the season pass to make sure that you're going to have a great spot on that day. Cause you know, it's not every day you get to have Sabu in Atlanta, you know, especially considering his career is about to wind down. So,
right. So what is the AWE website?
ATLWrestlingENT.com is the easy one. And of course, right. You know, if you know the full name of the company, AtlantaWrestlingEntertainment.com will also get you there as well.
All right. Well, don't forget, listeners, please vote for Wrestling with Pop Culture in Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta. For those listening today, you have until midnight. Most of you probably won't listen to this until tomorrow, though. But you still have time, so please vote for us. And also check out WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. We've got new content every week, every few days. And of course, GWHnewsandnotes.blogspot.com has all the upcoming events and other news about the Georgia wrestling scene. So everybody who's watching, enjoy, and we'll be back next Monday with Damian Wayne.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.